A new theater company just launched in Boston with a novel-focused mission to present and explore psychology-driven interpretations of Greek and Shakespearean plays. The Psych Drama Company, as it's called, was founded by a clinical psychologist, and WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the doctor's motivations.
When you enter the 90-seat Black Box Theater at the Boston Center for the Arts to see the Psych Drama Company's debut production of Hamlet, you'll notice three huge mirrors looming on the stage. During the play, Hamlet, Gertrude, Ophelia, Horatio, Claudius, Polonius catch glimpses of themselves and sometimes even speak to their own reflections.
If circumstances lead me, I will find where truth is hid, though it were hid indeed within the center.
Sitting in the audience, you can observe yourself in the mirrors, too. Founding director Dr. Wendy Lippe put them there as psychological devices for exploring human behaviors and interiors.
I want the audience to be able to relate to these characters and say, oh my God, Shakespeare wrote about this hundreds of years ago. I see my reflection in that mirror. This is a human dilemma that I am struggling with now, today.
I'm sure people will start thinking, what's going on here? Is this in my life?
Actor Linda Monchik plays Gertrude, Hamlet's mother, in this classic tragedy of a son avenging the murder of his father.
Do not forever with thy veil and lid seek for thy noble father in the dust. Thou knowest his coming.
During a break in rehearsal, Monchik admits it's challenging to act with mirrors on stage. She studied at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox and says it's not easy to find thoughtful, unique productions of Shakespeare. She admires Dr. Lippe as an actor, director, and psychologist and appreciates the Psych Drama Company's angle.
People are interested in psychology today, how the mind works. And of course, Shakespeare was too. He just didn't know it was called psychology.
As an actor, Monchik always mines her own emotional experiences to get inside her characters. For playing the adulterous, guilt-ridden Gertrude,
you have to search your soul and see, where have you been untrustworthy? Where have you not been fully honest in your life? Who have you hurt? And in this case, Hamlet has been most damaged.
Hamlet is one of theater's most psychologically tormented characters. His tragedy is rife with themes of family loyalty, lust, betrayal, revenge, and internal conflict, making it potent material for a psychologist's lens. Lippe's production is contemporary. She's condensed the lengthy script, but her most dramatic change is that the Hamlet here is female, and she's gay. Dr. Lippe has taken on the role.
You should not have believed me. I loved you not. I was the more deceived!
Lippe's played Hamlet twice before and says at first the idea of a female Hamlet flipped everything upside down in her mind because of what it would do to the complex she simply calls the Oedipal.
How can I be a psychologist and not deal with the Oedipal? That's the thing that's most interesting to me about Hamlet, right?
So making a female Hamlet gay creates what Lippe calls the negative Oedipal.
Meaning that for Hamlet, the primary love object remains the mother. It remains Gertrude.
And this is delicious to Lippe, who says it raises the play's psychological ante. To push it further, she also asked fellow mental health professionals to analyze the rehearsal process and then to lead post-show lectures after every performance. Titles include How Hamlet Explores Memory, Hamlet as a Symbol of the Victim-Offender Coexistence, Hamlet and the Dilemma of Choice. Sounds academic, but Lippe says,
we don't want our audience to just be psychologists. Our hope is to really increase psychological mindedness and increase passion for Shakespeare.
To that end, Lippe also strives to highlight the very human struggles between dark and light, reflection and action. Hamlet dukes it out with himself in those famous soliloquies.
Conscience does make cowards of us all.
On stage, Lippe wears a red bustier, There's a gun. She delivers Hamlet's words into one of the huge mirrors with her back to the audience. There's something strange and powerful about it. At the end of the play, Lippi leaves one mirror exposed. It's for Horatio, the last man standing, but she says it's also for the audience. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
The Psych Drama Company's production of Hamlet runs at the Boston Center for the Arts through December 17th. Tonight, local psychoanalyst Philip Freeman will lead a post-show discussion titled Parallel Plays in Psychoanalysis and Theater.